Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Happy Birthday Robbie Golden Retriever edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us. Your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to bring up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. There's a lot of great posts and videos and photographs and so forth that I post. Although, I have to say, you know, the best animal videos and photos this week, for some reason, Facebook's not allowing me to post things on Animal World very often. And I can only post them on my personal page. So if you want to catch all the latest, there's some really good ones. Just go to Martha Norwalk on Facebook. And I post everything for public, so you can, you know, you'd be able to see them. And back in the studio again. I it's kind of strange for me because I don't think I've been here for a month. We've been Zooming from home, and we're a little discombobulated today. But I think we're working all of that out. It might have something to do with the fact that Mercury's in retrograde again as of. So yesterday, the day before, as of Friday, so that messes up the detail. And sure enough, we have some little stuff going on. As always, Animal World's production engineer is here, and that would be Nathan Miller. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. And let's let somebody cut the line in front of me for a second here.
The Jingle Cats take preference. Oh, happy birthday, beloved Robin. I told him we were going to do this today. Because he only got me singing to him this morning. Well, so how would you like to be born on September 11th? Okay, you know, that's a tough day. For and you know, all the we know for the significant reasons and all of that, and of course, we honor all of that. But you gotta think, Robbie turns 10 years old today, and I have to tell you, he's the second dog I have, is born on September 11th. My golden retriever before Robbie, Annie Golden, was born on September 11th, the year after the big September 11th. So, for the last 20 years or so, I've been having to make September 11th a positive thing for my beloved golden retriever, Annie first, now Robbie, and Cindy and Salton, you know, who has Emily dog, who's become a friend after being a listener here. Her dog, Emily, who raised Robbie, she's exactly 1 year older. So you better fire that up again. We got to play Emily, Cindy and Salton. Emily, happy birthday, Em. Woo! Dr. Dells knows Emily, and because he works on Cindy, and Linda, you've connected with them on the air. Woo-hoo! So, we are setting all the yucky stuff aside. And today we're celebrating Robbie Golden Retriever and Emily Service Dog for their wonderful. Emily will be 11 today, and Robbie is 10. And they're the greatest dogs on the planet. So happy birthday, dogs. All righty. Now, so after that, so I tell you, we have Nathan. Oh, well, that's what I was doing. You interrupted me for all that. That was a good. that was good. That was good. So Nathan is here. Our moodlet studio with our wonderful call screener, Stacey Buck, of course, is empty.
Quite moodlet today.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, if you were here last week or the week before, excuse me, you'll know that Stacey's mom passed away. And you know, it wasn't unexpected, but you know, it's like one of the toughest things we have to go through in our life is to lose our mother, mm-hmm. you know, and say goodbye. And so no matter how much it might have been expected and everything, it's still a tough situation. Now, she was very blessed. You know, her mom, Stacey, grew up in Hawaii. And her mom lives in Hawaii, and she'd go back and forth a lot. But she was in very close touch, and she was able to have a wonderful FaceTime conversation with her mom the night before, and so was very connected through the process. And so her passing was as loving and as peaceful as it could be. But it's still, you know, and we know that Stacy's mom's okay because she's back home on the other side. It's us humans that are left behind that have the hard time. So anyway, prayers today for Stacy. She is not in the studio with us because she and her daughter have winged their way back to Hawaii. So they are with their family today and celebrating their mom. So let's think good thoughts for Stacy and her daughter and her trip in Hawaii. And I believe she's planning to be back home and in the studio with us next week, because it'll be me and Natasha, and we're normally in the studio with Stacy. So I haven't heard that she, as far as I know, she'll be here next week, so we'll be able to give her a big hug in person and all that good stuff. So Stacy is off. Now, it is the second Sunday, yeah, but September already? Holy moly! And I'll tell you what, weather-wise, man, has it taken a turn? I don't know. The last 2 weeks, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, when I walked outside for the first time and felt that fall chill, that, ooh, okay, energy shifted. So I have to say for the last couple of weeks, even though it's gotten up around 90 a little bit, the heat hasn't bothered me near as much because it's been cooling off at night. And I don't know about you guys, but it just the heat hasn't been the issue lately. Now, of course, it's the smoke, and we'll get to that. But at any rate, normally it is the second Sunday of the month, so and it is still BEST, Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Neuroenergetic Balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday here on Animal World. So that means that Dr. Nels Rasmussen is with us, and his sister Linda Rasmussen is here. Well, sort of, because it's a little different today. Linda's here in the studio with us. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Martha.
But Dr. Nels is zooming in from Darrington.
Zooming.
No, what do we say? What do we say? You're zooming in from the shadow of White Horse Mountain. Is that what we say?
That is correct. Yes, okay. In the shadow of White Horse Mountain.
And
I got a little sound effect for that, too. He's got the zoomies.
I hear a zoom. I hear an engine zooming. Now, what we really need is video, because what you need is a video of Robbie Golden Retriever doing his puppy zooms and going shh. Because since I put him on Connectin and he's feeling like a puppy again, he zooms around like crazy sometimes.
That's what that little sound effect is a bunch of like paws, you know, scratching and running on hardwood tile floor, and then your little cars passing by as, you know, they go flying by you and running circles like a racetrack.
right. Yep. So, Zoomy. So anyway, and just so you know, because I can hear somebody saying, oh, well, why is he zooming in? Is there something wrong? There's nothing wrong. We are just... possible the Nels was in an exposure to COVID, and so we're erring on the side of caution, and he's staying home doing, but you're fine, right?
Yeah, it was great. I got to sleep an extra hour and a half.
Yeah, so he's probably a happy camper. I always enjoy that on Sunday when I don't have to drive to the studio. So he got extra sleep, so he's feeling good. And we have him up on the screen here in the studio, so it's almost like he's here. We can see him, except our the TV, well, I don't know what, it's a little, it's got some glitches of its own. So he kind of looks orange, and we just
I think I look like the big head in the Wizard of Oz, you know?
Well, you know, you kind of do, doesn't he?
Agreed.
Yeah.
Pay no attention to the man behind the screen.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So he said it, I didn't. but anyway, we are both here, and the fact that Stacy is off in Hawaii means that Nathan has to wear two hats today, and so he is keeping us on the air and working all this stuff out, but he also has to deal with all the phone calls. So because it is, you know, Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen Sunday, and they're here, you know, of course, we'll be taking your phone calls, and they'll be doing free remote treatments and healings for you and or your animal friends. And Nathan will be answering the phone. So if he's in the studio here with us, he can't answer with his voice because then you all hear him talking on the phone behind us and all that sort of stuff. So it's very possible that when you call, he'll just put the call on hold until he can get into the other studio to talk to you. Now, when that happens, you'll know your call got picked up because you'll hear the radio show playing in your ear. So then you just hold on until Nathan gets into the other room. He'll talk to you and we'll get you up on the air. So just in case there are any of you out there that are itching to get in and have your free remote treatments with Dr. Nels and Linda, I'm going to give you the phone numbers now so you can get in line. We are expecting one call I saw. I did a double session yesterday, Dr. Nels and Linda. And everybody, both parties, needs you guys. So hopefully we will be talking to both of them, and one of them should be calling us right about 9:30. We'll be starting, we'll have to interrupt me and take care of a caller. So we'll be working on that. And so anyway, we'll be taking your calls throughout the show. And local number, if you'd like to get in line and grab a line, is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 800-268-5569. Excuse me, 298. 888-298-5569.
There's that Mercury retrograde for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, hello. Remember the one, 888-298-5569. And just be patient with Nathan. He will get to you. And we would love to chat with you today. So, gosh, we have a lot to chat about. And I've got... I can't remember if you had zoomed in already, Dr. Nels, but I got the greatest follow-up story I can't wait to get to. We may not get to that until after our first phone call, but we'll see. And then I do have some other alerts, and we've got to talk about the smoke and that sort of stuff. But I'm thinking, since we may have to be ready to go to the phones right away at the bottom of the hour, I'm thinking we better... I better not fool around anymore, and we better officially start the show so that we can interrupt me whenever we need to. Alrighty. So if you haven't been around for starting the show, if this is your first time joining us, I always start the show by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years, and of course that would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, we start with a couple of St. Francis prayers. And then I got a pile of affirmations that we do, all of them contributed by some member of our animal world family. And we go through those affirmations to get ourselves all spiritualized up for the day and the week. And whether or not you participate in this part of the show with me is completely voluntary, totally up to you. You can say the prayers along with me. You can say the affirmations out loud with me or silently along with me. You can say them every day at home like I do, and I know many of you do. Or you can simply opt out. That's fine. It's not like dancing at 10 and 11, the exercise portion of the show and spreading the love around. For love training, dancing is required. But praying and affirming, that's up to you. Okay, so I start this little ritual with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now a little longer prayer for us human animals. It is the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then. Now we move on to our affirmations, and there's a few of them here. And the first one, and I do each one of these affirmations, I say them out loud three times, which, like I said, you are welcome to join me in that process or not. It's completely up to you. And some of these affirmations we do for ourselves as individuals. Some we do for our Animal World Family Collective here. And this first one we do for ourselves. And this one, I think I contributed the first one. It actually comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and has been with me for so long. And really, when I discovered, or this affirmation was brought to my attention and I started doing it daily, it absolutely, totally shifted my life and continues to, because I continue the affirmation. So here we go with this three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two. This one comes from Linda Rasmussen. And you will hear as the show progresses when she works with one of you on the air. When she finishes with you, she often gives you an affirmation to continue the energy and moving forward. Well, this affirmation was one that she often used, and we started picking up on that, and then I started getting calls from people saying, boy, this is really powerful. You need to do it. So I started doing it. This one shifted my life. So that's why we do this one. Here we go three times with this one. And this we do for the group of us. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, this next one comes from the Ananda Institute, the Italian version. And this affirmation is to get you in the right frame of mind to go out in the world feeling healthy and protected rather than vulnerable. So here we go with this three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty. Now, this next one actually comes from Natasha Venter. She, of course, being our medium, communicator, and personal awareness coach. And by the way, she'll be back in the studio with me next week. Yay, Nathan and I were just talking. It seems like forever since we've connected with Natasha. She was off last month because we did a teaching show with Walter Stoffel instead. But we'll be back on our regular schedule next week. Anyway, this affirmation comes from her, and I find this really helpful in adjusting to what's going on in the world these days. I also let you know that I have gotten serious about not just doing these affirmations for myself at home. I do them for myself as well as all my animals. And when I started doing this affirmation for them as well as me, it really made a difference in how they're handling life. So here we go with this one three times. my body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All right, then the last affirmation in this group is the Ananda Institute's Warrior of Light affirmation. This one to me just feels so profoundly powerful these days. There's so much going on in our country, around the world, and, you know, and my goodness, how, I mean, there's just, it's not just the anniversary of 9/11 and Robbie and Emily's birthday, of course, but my gosh, we're honoring the Queen of England and all of that, and holy moly, there's just so much going on. And then there's all the other stuff. But this affirmation is basically to address all of that and getting us spreading the love and the light, the most powerful energy on the planet, all around. So here we go. Oh, and we have the Ananda version that is kind of the animal world version that I do every week. But we also have our Diane in Bellevue has contributed her version, which is kind of a gentler version. I feel that the warrior strength is needed right now. But in her version, she switches the word sword to light and the word warrior to messenger. So if you happen to prefer that gentler version, you're welcome to use it. All right, here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within us and around us, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. And now to complete this affirmation process, this is Dr. Nell's contribution. All of us, cross your hands, place them over your chest, and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. See? Ooh, okay, we're all good now. We can go home. Oh. Well, we did. What happened to Nathan? I'm just so into what's going on. He must be doing phones or something. But anyway, he disappeared. And I was so into the prayers and affirmations, I didn't even see him leave. He snuck right out of here. I'm sure he will be back. But let's see. We've got a lot of stuff. Astrologically, there's stuff going on, you guys. I was taken by surprise because I wasn't paying attention until I saw our sound healer, Jude Ponton, on Friday, and she told me Mercury just went retrograde again. So about 3-4 times a year, the planet Mercury goes into a retrograde cycle, lasts for about 3 weeks. And so when that happens, real important that you be flexible because it messes with communication and energy and scheduling, and people forget and things get changed, and your call screener ends up in Hawaii, and your main one of two guests is zooming in from someplace else, and your production engineer disappears while you're doing affirmations, and that just stuff just happens.
And this is why we need Stacy.
Yeah, exactly. Hello, see. And that's also why you write in pencil on your calendar and you have a big eraser. It's really important during retrogrades because, you know, but if you know that that stuff just happens, then you don't have to let it upset your apple cart, and you just learn to go with the flow and be flexible. So Mercury is retrograde until October 2nd. So it's not a good time to start new things like sign contracts and start new stuff. It's a great time to clean up old stuff, finish old projects, and regroup and reevaluate and all of that stuff. Now, if you have to do things that we say aren't appropriate during a retrograde, don't make that be a problem. Master Yogananda has always said that will is stronger than astrology. So even though the stars might be aligned against you and all that sort of stuff, if your will is strong enough, your heart's in the right place, you can get through it. Okay. But anyway, be aware Mercury's in retrograde. Now, besides that, we're in the shadow of a full moon because the full moon was like yesterday. And so, oh boy, we just got lots of stuff going on. And then, of course, we got all this smoke and so forth. It's really bad out in my neck of the woods. The smoke is very thick. It's been yesterday. It snowed white ash and brown wood debris and fir needles, and everything is covered all around my house. The smell is really strong, and it's the strongest smoke and debris that I've ever had where I am. And it's really kept the temperatures down up in my neck of the woods. Now, you were right in that little bit of rain, Nathan. It did, when I went out this morning with Robbie, because I'm not letting him stay out in it either. I take him out and he goes. And I was even thinking about, gosh, I wish I had a mask for Robbie. And when I said that last night, and just going, I got this vision came in. And, you know, the box cage muzzles that you get for dogs? The vision that came in is I saw one of those box cage muzzles on the dog, and then you put a fabric cover over the cage, and so you could have a cloth mask for your dog. Well, so I just say, let's tuck that one away for maybe future, if there ever, you know, time when it's really bad and we really seriously have to protect our dogs. That's not a bad idea. Okay. Anyway, so I just keep him going. I go out with him, but he doesn't get to spend time out in the smoke. And according to my phone, we have a serious bad weather quality and air quality warning. And the alert on my phone says it goes through 6 p.m. today, Nathan. Do you have anything different or anything updated?
Right now what I see is it's at 111, which means it's unhealthy for sensitive groups. And let me just click that See More tab. Doesn't say anything about a particular end date, but members of sensitive groups may experience health effects, but the general public is unlikely to be affected.
Okay, so that must be for down here. See, up in my neck of the woods, we've got a more serious alert. So I think it depends on where you are. Check the recommendations, but and I was ever so grateful. I'll just remind you, those of you that have been around for quite a while with us, you remember prior to Nathan, Mike Roberge was our call screener for I think 8 years or something. Well, that was quite a long time. I don't remember how many years ago it was, but it was obviously before the pandemic and before Mike left, but. We had that first, it was the first time we really had a lot of smoke come into the area and fires, and we were for the first time really having a problem around here and had to be careful about the air quality. Well, Mike educated us about masks at that time. Well, nobody knew anything about masks. We didn't know anything. And so he told us then that we had to be prepared because the masks that protects you are the N95s. So back that many years ago, Mike told us all to get them. Well, I listened to what he said, and I went out and I got an N95 mask and had them in my closet. So when the pandemic rolled around, I didn't have to panic like everybody else because I already had N95 masks thanks to Mike. But just so you know, the surgical masks, the cloth masks, and that sort of thing, if you're wearing those to prevent inhaling the smoke and the debris, They're saying that those masks are not good enough to filter out all the particles that you really need at N95. Now, and I have found, I've experimented a little bit going in and out of my house because I wear KF94s or N95s, and I switch back and forth because I find the 94s a little more comfortable and lighter weight. But I noticed a difference. The N95 is much better at getting the smoke. So that's what I'm wearing outside now just today. Because in my neighborhood, it's bad. And Dr. Nels, it sounds like you got some going on up at your neck of the woods. It sounds like you're similar. You've got debris coming out of the air and smoke and smell and all that.
Uh-huh. It was really, really bad yesterday, mid-afternoon. This angry cloud just came roaring in from out of nowhere. It just dropped all kinds of stuff. And kept dropping it. I was out on a tractor doing tractor stuff, and just kept my eye on the blood red sun, and it didn't look like anything bad was actually coming our way. But I don't know exactly where that blew in from.
Well, yeah, and apparently, and we've got fires just east of me on Highway 2. Fortunately, I'm not anywhere close to the area, but Highway 2 has been closed down and open only for evacuations from Index to Skycomish. I think that's getting better, not worse. I was hoping when I went out this morning, a little bit of rain coming down, I was hoping, rain some more. We could use that to clear the sky. But, it really just kind of spit and was done. And then driving down here, the same sort of thing. But the closer I got to Bellevue, the clearer and the better it got. So it's much better down here in the cities than it is out in the Cascade Foothills and so forth. But just pay attention and wear an N95 if you're at all at risk or care about that. And it's supposed to be done by later today. All righty. So I told you callers would take priority. We do have a call to start with. However, before we do that, I got to check with the boss. Would you like to take care of advertisers before we go to the phone? We'll have time to deal with the call, but we'll be better on schedule if we do that. I think we ought to take care of advertisers.
Yeah, or we could, I think you were saying maybe push them back to the second, or maybe we could just do like a big giant bottom of the hour break. We're at 9:30 right now. Is that what your plan was to?
Well, I was going to do the 9:20 now, and then we'd do the 9:40 later.
Uh-huh.
Or we could skip 9:20 now. We could do them all together later.
I was thinking maybe we could just do all together now and then.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So that's plan C.
Yep.
Well, I said he was the boss, didn't I? Okay. All right, plan C it is. So we're going to take care of all our advertisers for this hour. So when we're done with that, we're done with that, and we can spend the rest of the time on the phone. So, look at that. Everybody's ready to go. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues. Phone calls straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just really getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from one of our wonderful guests today. We heard from Dr. Nils Rasmussen, and you can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. He's got the do-it-yourself Rasmussen Reset program available to you. He always does a free telephone evaluation, just like I do. So he likes you to go through the website, go to healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, fill out that little form, tell him you knew you want to talk to him, and he'll arrange a call. And the other thing I want to tell you about Dr. Nils is what I was thinking about is that you can also check out his YouTube channel. Just Nils Rasmussen on YouTube, right, Dr. Nils?
That's right. For some reason, I have two accounts, but if you get one that has only 8 subscribers, that's not it.
Okay. So you might look for the other one, but it used to be you had over 50 before and after, you know, videos and segments. I know you've been kind of updating things, and so have you got a bunch of them up there for people to look at?
Yes, there are quite a few. I can't remember if there's 50 anymore, but there's a lot.
Yeah, okay. So you can watch the progression of the wonderful physical healings and so forth that he does. We also heard from our new pro supplements, NUP as in Peter, R-O, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out, newprosupplements.com. And Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon, our sound healer. Gosh, things are progressing. And we have another little celebration because guess what? Jude found a house, found a place to go. So she is moving. Whispering Dragon is moving as we speak right now. It's a little house in Shoreline. It's a better location. And she will be able to congeal Whispering Dragon and her personal life. She's got a yard now for Shanti, her standard poodle. And anyway, I think it's going to be a really great change. But that... So Whispering Dragon in the office where it has been for the last 16 years is no longer, and it will now be in Jude's home. And I'm not sure how soon she's going to be able to see patients, you know, how quick she's going to get everything set up there. So the best thing you can do is call her. She can work with you remotely or in person, remotely anytime probably, but as soon as everything's moved and all of that. But the best way would just be check in 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And keep in mind, some prayers would be nice and support energy to Jude because, you know, full moon, shadow, Mercury retrograde, all that. And Jude's moving. I mean, it's a good time to do all this and clean it up, but it can be a little snafu. So let's think good thoughts for all of that. All righty then. Now, you know that both Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen practice the best therapy, the bioenergetic synchronization technique. Nels refers to it as neuroenergetic balancing. He's the one that created the Rasmussen reset. And Linda does the energy codes and stuff. And so we kind of do a tag team thing here on the second Sunday of the month. So when you call in, Nels usually tunes in and works with the animals. And Linda works with the humans. Now, we are going to go to the phones here. And we're starting off, you guys, today with, as if I didn't spend enough time with them yesterday. We had a marathon double session yesterday. And with two different dogs, two different households. They live in the same apartment complex. And so we did it together. And I knew in working with them that both the dogs and probably humans could use both Dr. Nels and Linda. And the timing was great. And so we're going to be talking today. Now, I'm just going to tell both Dr. Nels and Linda, both of you are going to be dealing with these folks off the air as well. Now, the first one, we might as well get going with caller number one. So first of all, we are going out to Linwood. And Catalina, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. Welcome to Animal World, Catalina.
Thank you so much, Martha. Nice to meet you, Nels and Linda. And thanks so much for talking with me this morning.
Yeah, so, gosh, we had a long session yesterday, but I think we got a lot done.
We did, and it was fun.
And I just want to tell, you know, both you and then Julie, who we'll talk to later, after I do a session like that, you know, we weren't quite able to address everything. And then often after I do a session, later on when I'm thinking about it or meditation or something, I think of all kinds of stuff for you. I'm already getting all kinds of stuff for you guys and seeing all kinds of, anyway, so it'll be good for us to talk off the air as well, you know, in the next few days. But, now you live, just you with your little, she's got a delightful little Chihuahua mix. Looks like a little, you know, tan Chihuahua. And but I think she came to you as a Chihuahua Terrier mix or something, Catalina.
That's
is that right?
Say, Chihuahua Terrier mix.
Yeah, but she looks like a Chihuahua,
mm-hmm.
A little tan Chihuahua, and her name is Fifi.
And she's
not too big. How much did you say Fifi weighs?
She's 7 pounds.
7 pounds. Okay, so she's a little Chihuahua. Well, as you might imagine, you know what's the biggest problem I see the Chihuahuas for? There you got it, Jay. Yeah. Okay. It's barking, house training, and biting. Now, we got the barking big time. Yeah, we got a little bit of house training. We've had a little bit of biting. So, you know, Fifi's right there on the, you know, she's a Chihuahua. Anyway, she is a delightful little Chihuahua. I really enjoyed her, and she's great potential. Boy, things went really well with both dogs. We were able to break through, get that barking controlled. And have we had a quiet community since I left yesterday?
Yes, we have. It's been wonderful.
Okay, and is that should be real unusual if both these dogs are quiet now.
Yes, it is unusual and lovely.
Yeah, are you getting any feedback from any neighbors yet?
Nothing yet, but I do get a lot of questioning eyes from Fifi. She's looking at me saying, what's going on? What's going on? What are we doing?
Well, Mom's taking over and becoming the boss is what's
yes.
happening. Because this little Chihuahua, Fifi, has had Catalina wrapped around her little paw, okay? And she had Catalina believing that if you have a Chihuahua, you have a barking problem. And the two go hand in hand and that you have to live with it. Well, now Catalina knows that's not true. So we have to do more work shifting Catalina. But just so you know, Nels, now it's also important for everybody out there. to know that Dr. Nels and Linda, they don't diagnose or treat things. Okay. So when we talk about details and what's going on and all of that, is as much for our benefit and to be able to follow and learn what's going on as it is for them. But because Dr. Nels, I know, you know, with the other show that you do, you know, your intuition has really gotten very powerful and all of that. And I have, there's a couple of things with little Fifi with all her barking and all of that, that, you know, certainly, you know, there might be a stuck nervous system and a reset needed, but she also has a luxating patella issue. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Nels has some experience with that. I told Catalina about the Newfoundland story yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then did we have any, can't remember, was there anything else physically going on with her? We didn't have any urinary incontinence or anything like that.
No, she whimpers as if she's in pain.
Yeah, now I think it's anxiety and spoiled myself. Okay. I do not think she's in pain, but Catalina's had that concern. So, Dr. Nels, I guess you get to take it away with Fifi.
Okay. Well, let's just talk a little bit more about Fifi and this luxating patella thing, just for the sake of visualization. What is it, on one side only, or does it seem to be a both sides?
I think it's on both sides, but it's more pronounced on one side because when she's walking, sometimes she'll walk on three legs and lift the other one up.
Yeah, right. That's that. I've seen that actually with my own Chihuahua mix. No. She loves to wander around with one leg up, and then all of a sudden, you know, somebody comes to visit and she's fine. She's running around on all four legs. So it's bizarre. But anyway,
usually what happens in my experience, you know, as a vet tech and working in veterinary medicine and for the orthopedic surgeons, usually when they the patella luxates, meaning it shifts out of place. Mm-hmm. There's a little groove in the joint that the kneecap's supposed to sit in. And you know, my best explanation of this would be that groove is a little shallow or something, so the kneecap doesn't stay in and it pops out of place. Mm-hmm. Well, when it pops out of place, that's when they're uncomfortable and don't use it. So usually when the knee pops out, that's when they pull the leg up and limp or don't put any weight on it. But then they stretch. You know, often you'll see them stretch their leg back, straight back, and that pops it back in. And then they walk okay again. Right. But Catalina describes that she sees that from time, and apparently you're familiar with that, Dr. Nels.
Yeah.
So sometimes she's a hobbling on three legs.
And what I can say about my work is it helps restore the energy balance, nervous system balance, and that helps bring the muscular system into balance. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the reason that the kneecap pops out of that groove is because the muscles around the knee are not in balance. And so there's more tension essentially pulling it to one side. And if there is any little shallowness to that groove, it can pop right out. So, so doing the work can often help to balance the musculature and if not solve the problem, at least make it a little less dramatic. So I'm going to go ahead and start working now because I've already determined that there is some imbalance here in her system. And so I'm working on the left side. And I think it would be probably a good idea if Linda did a little work with Catalina because I was picking up a vibration there that maybe needed some help.
Well, and I think that Linda, that Catalina is obviously very connected with her beloved little Fifi, but she's very connected in all this energy and so forth with her. And so I think it'll be real helpful because there was a lot of shifting that had to go on with human thinking and perception related to addressing the problems with these two dogs yesterday. I know, Catalina, you're fine with Linda doing a little work with you, right?
I would love that. Thank you.
Okay. Now, just so everybody knows, just a little kitchen talk here behind the scenes. Normally, Dr. Nels is in the studio here so I can see what he's doing. Well, on Zoom, I can only see the big head. Remember? You know, he's the guy behind the curtain. That's all I see. So I can't see his hands and stuff. So I don't know what he's working on, what he's doing. So I won't be able to give you as many details there. Linda, I can see. Actually, I can see her better now because she usually keeps her hands under the table and I can't see them, but today she's sitting next to me so I can. All right, there we go. Mercury in retrograde just shifted things. Okay, so Nell's going to keep working on Fifi, and now, Linda, you're going to take over with Catalina.
Hi, Catalina.
Hi, Linda.
So let's start by, I'm just going to invite you to bring into your mind the thing that is most important to you in your life right now. It doesn't necessarily have anything to do with Fifi. It could, but just whatever is most important to you, just bring that into your mind right now. And notice how you feel when you think about that.
So the most important thing in your life right now, think about that.
And then set that aside and focus on the feeling of tranquility and the number two. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead.
Okay.
And take a deep, gentle breath into the abdomen and hold that breath in as long as it's comfortable to do so. When it becomes stressful, just let that breath go. Get another breath and hold that one in, thinking tranquility too.
Catalina, you have your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right. You're taking a deep breath in and holding it as long as you comfortably can, exhaling when you need to and replacing that breath, all the while thinking tranquility and the number two. Tranquility and the number two.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And then with your eyes open, very gently tipping your head forward, tucking the chin, then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then, Catalina, bring whatever that most important thing was back into your thoughts, just relaxing and breathing normally. There's a little more to do on that, so keep focusing on that and noticing how you feel when you think about it. And then set that aside and put your attention on the feeling of grief. Grief in the number two. Your eyes are closed and looking to the right. Your face is still directed forward. You're rolling your closed eyes to the right. And I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep breathing in and out, just taking a complete inhale. And when it's all complete, just slowly reverse and completely exhale, repeating that as you think grief.
Catalina, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking to the right. You're doing deep, slow, in and out breathing, all the while thinking grief and the number two. Grief and the number two.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, and letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And now bringing that most important thing back into your thoughts with awareness of how you feel when you think about that. That is complete. And the affirmation that will be most helpful is, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of tranquility.
Ah.
Beautiful.
Ooh, that feels like a really good one for you, Catalina.
Yes.
Okay, so... Now we've learned, Catalina, over the years of working with Linda, that the wording of the affirmation is very important.
Okay.
So don't do what I do, which is tweak stuff.
Okay.
Okay. So I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of tranquility. Even if the folks today during the show, she gives you an affirmation that sounds weird, don't worry about it. Just do it the way she gives it to you, because that's what holds the energy.
Perfect. Okay?
Does that make sense? So a little bit of talk of how to use the affirmation.
Yeah. So, Catalina, this affirmation will be even more powerful if you have an image in your mind that resonates with the feeling of tranquility. That really empowers any affirmation more. Mm-hmm. And you will want to just repeat this multiple times today, either silently or out loud. And keep using this for the next several days as frequently as possible. And that really puts the energy of tranquility into your field.
Okay.
Oh, all righty. So that's Catalina's part. Dr. Nels, you got anything to tell us about Fifi?
Well, there was plenty to do for Fifi.
Okay.
Yes.
And there's some stuff going on here on the Fifi side, I have to tell you.
Oh, what's going on with Fifi?
Yeah, tell us.
So at the beginning, she started looking at her booty or her left side like something was happening. And then she stood up and looked at it. And then she put her head down as if she was scared. And now she's just shaking.
Huh. So, well, that's very interesting. She must have sensed me doing some things, and she probably wonders, why does that feel so strange to have some energy shifting? Mm-hmm. What I would say is I released her fight or flight system. She had that activated, so I got that changed. But sometimes it's disorienting because when you live in fight or flight, you it makes you powerful. And when you're out,
you got the adrenaline going and stuff all the time,
exactly.
Right?
Right. And so now that she's probably feeling that shift of, wait, where'd my adrenaline go? She might need a good nap to get herself recalibrated.
And a happy, jolly owner. No coddling, soothing, or sympathizing, Catalina.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. So,
snuggleable. You have to see her.
Oh, yeah, she's absolutely adorable, but it's really important. You got to pull up those big girl pants and the actress and sell her on how phenomenal life is with you in control.
Yeah.
All right, and then you're going to keep up all the stuff we've talked about, and then I want to talk to both of you off the air sometime in the next day or two, okay?
Sounds amazing.
All righty, so you keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
Marcia, Mel, and Linda.
All righty, talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, I didn't want to say this during the call because I didn't want to shift her out of the energy. But you guys, imagine this. Now, they live in the same apartment complex. Now, they're out in the Ananda community is where they are. And that's why I know. Now, the apartments they live in, it's a building that they live in. Now, these apartments all have, the front of the apartments are all glass windows, okay? And so there's constant people walking back and forth and front. And then there are apartments above them. They're both on the ground floor. And so there's staircases in front of both of their windows where the tenants upstairs go up those stairs, okay? These dogs were barking constantly. Can you imagine living in an apartment with two dogs? Now, one's the Chihuahua. The other one's a terrier mix, a larger dog than the Chihuahua, a medium-sized dog, barking all the time at everything. Okay, everybody in that is at a heightened state of adrenaline and anxiety and all that stuff because it goes on all the time. And then when they go down to the swimming pool, you know, there's a big chain link fence around it, and the dog can come down there with them. But anybody outside in the community on the, around, the dog goes nuts, barking all over the place. Now, this is the other dog, not Fifi. But so I'm always amazed when you guys do a session, especially, you know, when you bring in the words and what we end up. It's always so perfect for what's going on because there isn't anything more needed for Catalina, for Fifi, for Julie and Buddy when we get to them, and for the community around them is tranquility. Wow. You guys are good. All right.
Indeed.
All right. So Nathan has scooted out of the studio again, so that means he's dealing with phones. We are getting ready to close out hour number one, but of course we can't fire up the love train and go with that until we have our production engineer back at the board. So I'll rattle on here for a moment or two until he gets back with us.
Let me introduce something here.
Oh, yeah.
when I was tuning in to Fifi, I also got this in her field. There was this feeling of dominating. Now, I don't know if that's recently because mom's taken over the joint or if it's something else. But when Linda was done, that was no longer in her field. So
Fifi had been dominating Catalina and controlling everything for her 5 years of her life. We shifted that yesterday. So when you said dominating, I would say, well, it was either that, Fifi was dominant all these years, and now Catalina's moving into that role. But see, that makes total sense too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. So Nathan is back, so we can carry on. So we are going, do we have callers waiting? Yes. All right. So we are going to have the exercise portion of our show. This is to get Martha fitting back in her pants. And, with all the COVID and all of that, we've got to get our juices flowing and energy up for the day and the week. We do that by dancing with the love train and sending love and light all over the world, especially today. And let's spend extra happy birthdays to Robbie Golden and Emily Dog. And dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet. Join the love train with me. I'm going to cruise by and pick you up. We'll spread that love and light all over the world. Then we come back. We're going straight to the phones. So I energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy. Our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever. Via the love train, and it's coming right up. Animal World continues with your phone calls. Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen are here. Straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.